We've a third feature this week. It's Derek James again. This time, his article is inspired by the Norwich Beer Festival, and it's read by Ian Robertson.
Ladies and gentlemen, join me in a toast to the long and rich history of brewing in Norwich and Norfolk, and the perfect place to raise a glass is at the City of Ale Festival. It is the month-long party with a host of events which will run until June the 21st, bringing together 51 pubs and 28 breweries operating today in what can be challenging times. Breweries have played a leading role in Norwich life for hundreds of years, providing work for generations of men and women. Around 190 years ago, there were more than 25 breweries before the larger ones took over. Come 1857, there were the Magnificent Seven, and then slowly but surely, the Big Four gained control and were running hundreds of public houses across the city, the county, and the eastern counties. A century ago, thousands of people worked at Bullard's, Morgan's, Stewart's and Patterson's, Young's, Crawshay and Young's in the city, and at Lacon's in Great Yarmouth. They were family businesses, with some of the bosses becoming leading civic members of society, like Sir Harry Bullard. Sir Harry was respected by one and all during the floods of the 1870s and took over control of setting up shelters, food centres for victims. Bullard's had been established by Richard Bullard at the Big Anchor Brewery near St Miles Bridge, and by the time of the First World War had 133 tied houses. Brewing stopped in 1966 and the landmark chimney was destroyed in 1982. It was back in the 1790s when John Patterson bought a brewery at Pockthorpe, and it was the start of Stewart and Patterson, which was to become one of the largest in the land. John became sheriff, mayor and MP of the city in 1806 and 1807. Other members of the family went on to run the businesses, joined the forces with George Morsch's brewery and took over Finch & Co. By the 1890s, S&P ran almost 500 pubs, which grew, following more mergers in the 1950s, to no less than 1,250. Morgan's was based at the old brewery on King Street in Norwich by members of the Thompson family for 200 years before it was sold to John and Walter Morgan, who took over other breweries, including Elijah Eyre's Ladybridge Brewery at King's Lynn. In 1961, they were taken over by Bullard's and Stewart and Patterson before Watney's came along and took over the Norwich brewing industry. The days of Red Barrel had arrived. At 2 p.m. on Friday, January the 11th, 1985, it was announced that the Norwich Brewery was closing with the loss of 200 jobs. 20 years later, the site was gone. As Phil Cutter, co-chair of the award-winning Norwich City of Ale, says, the festival is a unique event showcasing all which is great about Norwich pubs, Norfolk's brewing and malting, and the wider farming communities. Click on the City of Ale Festival website to see the events and look out for the brilliant book Norwich Pubs and Breweries Past and Present, published by Francis Michael Holmes of the Norwich Heritage Project some years ago.